Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake, I don't think I've ever asked a guest on the show this question. What's the gas situation where you're at?
it's okay. I mean, you do have some, I don't know what you call them, people that are freaking out. But, Bill, Louisiana is very big with the oil and gas industry here.
Right.
It was kind of busy yesterday. You know, there's been times where the state has provided about a third of the country's oil supply, oil and gas supply. It's fine. I mean, it's going a little up. I think it's around 269, 268 here per gallon of gas, which is to people around the country, that's extremely expensive for the state of Louisiana. Just because, I mean, it's usually, you know, Bill, it was $2, I think, 3 months ago.
Right.
So it's okay. Some people are trying to hoard it, but Bill, you know, there's so many different gas stations here because of the oil and gas industry. It's okay. I don't think it's really been that big of a deal.
Everybody linking that article about Arch Manning taking visits beginning in June. Now, again, you cannot take official visits until August 1 before your junior year, so he could do that later. I don't know when he would have time to do that because he'll be with Isidore Newman. But Clemson, SMU, Texas, Alabama, and Georgia were mentioned. Now, those aren't his only schools. But those are the ones where apparently the family's going to take a trip and look around a little bit. Your thoughts on that article?
Bill, I know that's what we've talked about. You know, I've said on your show multiple times, if I had to assume a school right now, it'd be Clemson, and that was the first one out of Arch Manning's mouth. I think they're in the front. I think they're in the front runners right now. I think Steve Sarkisian is really coming on. Because there seems to be a pretty good connection between the Mannings and Sarkisian right now, which is a little, I think, just because of the way that he calls offenses. Bill, I will say this. The kid has taken four unofficial visits, quote-unquote visits. He took four of them in 2019 to LSU and was there twice at LSU during the 2020 season. So to an LSU standpoint, I mean, the kid is legitimately, and, you know, the Mannings have season tickets. Cooper has season tickets. I was told they just bought a suite at LSU. That don't read into that. That doesn't really mean anything. But he's been there, I think this will be six or seven times in the last 2 years. So we'll see. I think that, you know, a lot of kids, Bill, want to go out and see and go on official visits, and I don't blame them. I mean, this kid's never been out on officially on another university. Again, though, I do think that Dabo has done some things that might be putting him in the forefront. I think that that's where he leans. Does he, you know, what happens with Ole Miss, I think, is always going to be interesting. But I think that the two schools right now to monitor for that kid will be Texas and Clemson. Bill, but a big thing that is coming up here, I think, was it the second week in June? Arch Manning, Ricky Collins, quarterback from Woodlawn, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Eli Holstein, who is a four-star dual-threat quarterback from Zachary, who just they just won a state championship here, and they have produced a lot of talent. You have a Walker Howard included. You have a lot of quarterbacks in this LSU camp that are coming up here soon. It's going to be very fun to watch all of these four- and five-star quarterbacks going head-to-head in the camp. I'm really looking forward to it.
Help me here. I might have read this wrong. Does Arch have a brother who is actually an offensive lineman?
I don't know what position he plays, Bill. Honestly, I don't think that he's played really anything.
But he's not a prospect, or is he? Is he a prospect of any type?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Nuh-uh. Okay. No, he's not a prospect. Not yet. I mean, he don't be. We know he's going to be. He's got that last name. They're going to do something. And Bill, I mean, they got – Newman has Bo Borlon, who's committed to LSU. They have a couple of guys, I think, that would be in front of that kid.
Is that Ben Bortolon's son?
That is Ben Bortolon's son. Sure is. And, Bill, he's nasty. I mean, to be 250 pounds, I think the last time I checked in on him, he's 265 right now. He's just built. I mean, he's just really well put together. Good hands, good feet. So, in reference to the Manning kid, the other one, I don't think he'll play next. I mean, look, it's one thing to play quarterback. It's another thing to play O-line or even D-line. I try to emphasize that to people. It's a completely different ball game when you're in the trenches. Unless Bill, they just put him in there. I don't think anything could happen of it.
I have a question. We're going to swerve off the path a little bit here, not too far. Notre Dame may be starting two true freshmen on their offensive line. They lost four to the draft. They had a really good. They've had a good offensive line for many years now. But they lost a bunch, four of their five starters onto the Sunday game. And Blake Fisher's from Indiana, 6'6", about 340. Right now he's playing left tackle. And there's a chance that another freshman out of Michigan, Rocco Spindler, who's 6'5", 315, would be starting for them. Starting one true freshman is tough. And I maintain that other than quarterback, offensive line may be the toughest position for a true freshman to play, even if he's big and bad and can bench press the moon. It's hard. Tell everybody what the problems could be with true freshmen, two of them on an offensive line.
You know, you talked about Rocco Spindler, the guard out of Michigan.
Yeah.
He does remind me a little bit of Quentin Nelson and the nastiness that he provides. I do like that kid a lot. I really wanted LSU to try to find a way after they got Garrett Dellinger from Michigan to find a way to get him. They weren't able to. But, Bill, the things that really are tough for young offensive linemen is – it doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how strong you are in the weight room. There's a different kind of strong when you get out there, okay? It's grown man strength. You know, I remember coming in as a freshman, and Bill, I might be able to bench 315 a couple of times and squat 400, and that's all fine and dandy. Until we went to Mississippi State, I know I preach this kind of story a lot, or we went to Ole Miss when they had the Cotton Bowl winning team and Jevon Snead and Dexter McCluster. It's a different kind of beast when you're going up against older guys that have been in the weight room who are more skilled. And, Bill, it's not – you know, the one thing that I naively thought was that, well, I bench and squat a lot. Well, you know what? This guy power cleans probably 350, okay, and he's more explosive than I am. I think that you can gain a good amount of knowledge when it comes to what you need to do in the running game and pass scale. It's a physicality thing that I think that hurts a lot of kids. Now, I don't know if Rocco Spindler is going to be a guy. I think he is one of those kids, and I like him a lot, especially in that guard position. But communication's probably the biggest thing. If you got an all-out blitz, if they overload that side and they don't show it, they show it late. If you have a slide left protection and they're blitzing right, you know, do you quickly check that and push your tackle out to get somebody because you can be there and let the center come over to you even though it's a left slide protection? That Bill, communication is the biggest problem that O linemen have being that young, because cohesiveness on the O-line is always going to be the biggest thing.
Blake Ruffino with us every Wednesday. I ask you this, I guess, each week. Is there a new drama down there where you're at, or is everything kind of calm?
It's a little calm, Bill. I think that this Ed Orgeron is about to be fired has started to go a little bit more nationally. I fielded more questions within the last week of, is Ed Orgeron going to start the season as the LSU's head coach? So again, you know, there, when you get allegations like this, it's kind of like that old tale when you tell one person one thing, he'll tell somebody something else, and then it gets back to you, and the story just is never the same. I just wish people, in reference to Ed Orgeron, and I'm not an Ed Orgeron defender, sometimes he needs to take some serious criticism for what he does. But at the same time, I'm not going to call for the man to be fired when he went pro protocol in Title IX. So, Bill, that is a question from a national perspective that I've been fielding, not just, you know, sometimes on a national show or in my show from national people who don't follow LSU. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how this continues to go. I was asked yesterday if LSU is going to get an NCAA notice of allegations. I have not been told that, but it's a question that we've been fielding a lot. I'm digging on it. Everybody at LSU is telling me that they're not getting a notice of allegations for this Title IX stuff. Bill, there is some more information that we received in reference to this, in reference to LSU being sued. It's not for, maybe for the plaintiff, it might show a little bit light better for LSU and Ed Orgeron.
But you're saying this is a worthy conversation. It's just not chatter.
No, it's a worthy conversation because I do think, again, Bill, there's 25 USA Today articles. I don't want to go long, but just a very quick scenario. They said Zach Mettenberger, in this article, left the University of Georgia when he got kicked off and immediately came to LSU and said that the women at LSU weren't pretty. The USA Today didn't even go through the simple fact of realizing that Zach Mettenberger went to Blinn College and didn't take an official visit to LSU until November. They're saying that this happened in August after he got kicked off of LSU, off of Georgia's program. There's a lot of things in these USA Today articles that I've really asked people that you need to look into because, Bill, they just, from a timeline perspective, even, and not defending Les Miles, that Looney Tune, but again, that's not the chronological order and what happened. So if this is what you're going to say, you better be able to back it up. Bill, they're not doing their due diligence, and so now they're doing it with Ed Orgeron. The due diligence isn't there. That's not the timeline of how things happen. So those, I think LSU, who has released information before in reference to this, I think that there's a chance very soon that more information can come up to give Ed Orgeron some light that he followed protocol.
Wait, got about 15 seconds. Tell everybody how they get your shows.
AYS Sports all across the board, Bill. As always, I appreciate you having us on.
You too. Blake Ruffino, very informative each time we have him on. Okay. Clear. Now, let me think this out. We're clear the rest of the way. Presented by the Omni.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase here on 109 right now, making your way out of Gallatin into Wilson County on 109 down to the interstate. Still looks good on the interstate itself, at least at the moment, through Mount Julian. That traffic volume has picked up even more. 24 passing the Jolton exit, that's what I call it, the Whites Creek Pike exit. Traffic's still in pretty good shape, 65 up through Brentwood. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, PJ Party with the Penguins coming up on June 5th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
Napa Know-How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. dominated Darlington Raceway this past weekend for his third win this season. Up next is the Monster Mile at Dover. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Often imitated, duplicated, wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
I was just thinking, I think it was yesterday, Jeff in Chicago has been kind of, he's ghosting us for the last couple of months. I'm not sure what's going on up there in Chicago. What's up, Jeff?
Well, just, you know, haven't had as much time to get in here as I would like in the mornings, to tell you the truth. But I'm, trust me when I say I've been monitoring strongly. Is Blackman back yet, though? I guess I'm wondering about that, no?
He's ghosting us more than you are. It's been months. Months.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. Well, I felt a little compelled, and look, even last year, I know Indiana had a good year, and yes, I'm a big Indiana fan, but I also know that it's not a topic on a national radio show for college football, right? I mean, I try and not waste a bunch of your time with it, but I'm not saying Brett Ciancia, like, raised my ire or anything this morning, you know, but, like, I guess, like, I'm just, like, because there is kind of a, and I actually like this. There is kind of a prevailing thought, it seems like, among national media. And I think some of this goes to, with, like, what happened in the Indiana Bowl game against Ole Miss, you know, with a backup quarterback, a game they were disappointed to be in, et cetera. You know, people are just, you know, kind of dismissive of them. And look, I get it. Like, there is no history, right? I mean, Tom Allen going 8-4 and then, you know, going 7-1 in an abbreviated season last year. I mean, as you would say, that's getting the job done in Indiana football,
yep.
Right?
Yep, it is.
But big time, in a big way. But I guess, like, I'm trying to, so I'm going to try and put on my objective hat here with you, okay? And just sort of compare it to the rest of the Big Ten or whatever. I mean, and I know Michael Penix's health is you know, it's been an issue for IU, you know? But, I mean, they have the best returning quarterback in the Big Ten, and outside of Olave, they have the best returning wide receiver in the Big Ten to go along with a defense that has the best cornerbacks in the Big Ten. And I'm not – I didn't just say anything that was like Johnny fan of a team, I think. Like, what I just said isn't – I mean, would you tend to agree with what I just said? I mean – they, you know, Reese Taylor and Tywan Mullen at corner, these guys, like, no one's better than them in the Big Ten. I mean, they have Michael McFadden coming back at linebacker, who I just saw in Pro Football Focus yesterday. It's like the fit, they have him as number five returning linebackers in the country. I mean, most of their defense comes back, and, like, really their defense is what kind of carried them last year. I mean, they went up to Madison and beat Wisconsin playing smash-mouth football at their own game. And, I mean, Wisconsin was making, you know, some incredible plays just to be in that game. I mean, I guess, you know, they have a tough road game at Iowa to open the season. And, like, they could lose that game and still be, like, you know, a very, very good team this year. They could be 9-3, and I guess I don't know if that would be considered taking a step back just because of the weirdness of last season, you know. But, I mean, just pouring through some other Big Ten power rankings, I mean, you know, like, there's some that have Wisconsin at number two and Indiana at number three, but, like, most of them I've seen, you know, consistently have Indiana at number two there. I mean, I think Penn State – I mean, can Penn State have a bounce back here? Maybe. You have to go to Happy Valley, so that's obviously a really tough game to win. I mean, even if Penn State isn't that good this year, you're still going to – you know, they're going to have revenge from last year's game. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I just – I mean, I look at what they have coming back and returning production-wise. I mean, you know, they have the most proven, most talented, arm-talented quarterback in the Big Ten coming back. And, I mean, even, you know, I don't know. I just really like what's going on there. So, I don't know. I mean, just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, this year I'm not going to be as quiet, though, after some wins. If you know, if we're beating big programs this year, I'm gonna be calling you on Monday and throwing out some insults and some heavy-handed bitch slaps on some people, you know. So anyway, looking forward to it, and happy to talk to you as always, okay?
Be safe up there in Chicago, Jeff. Appreciate the call, man. What he's talking about with IU is a simple lesson in brand recognition. Indiana had a very good year. They're well coached. They've got a stud quarterback back, a stud receiver. He just noted the corners, a linebacker, etc., right? It's brand recognition. Nobody, fairly or unfairly, thinks of IU football, even with the season they had a year ago, and gives them the currency that they are due, probably. And if this year turns out to be a downer, and you never know, you got to remember now, another quick lesson, y'all. The football gods don't allow teams that are historically not doing much, not getting much done, they don't allow them very often to rise up. And if for some reason they do rise up, they don't allow them to maintain. Just know, it's hard to do. I tell you what, think about the building job that they've accomplished so far at IU. Just think about that and compliment it. It's worthy of compliments. They've done well. They're one of these stories that you should take note and be impressed with. It's even more difficult to stay there. It's really difficult to pull out of a decade after decade after decade after I can keep going. Funk. and become an item like IU did last year. It's more difficult than that to stay there. And again, it's a lesson in brand recognition. Nobody recognizes IU historically amounting to bleep when it comes to college football. Doesn't mean they won't be good this year. I'm impressed. That question came up with Brad on Friday. Tony up there in southern Indiana was monitoring. He tweeted us, said, ask Brad about IU, and Brad was very impressed. Not only with a year ago, but the season coming up. But it's the average fan, average media member, does not give Indiana the, again, currency that perhaps they're due because they're not used to it. Indiana has not been a thing. Indiana has not been an item. I mean, how many of you have any memories of Indiana football that amount to much? I don't care which region you're in and which school you pull for, wherever you're at. You probably don't have a lot of IU football memories in your mental Rolodex right now, right? And if you do have any memories, they're boring and they don't amount to much and they're not very good. That would be your memories. That'd be your recollection of IU, right? A year ago, they were a really good football team. And if they can maintain, which I will reiterate, is even harder than getting there in the first place. Maintaining is even harder. If they can do that, they'll eventually get the media, the recognition currency that they are due. Yeah, they'll eventually get it. It'll take time. All right. You know how we've talked about each state has either their own legislation when it comes to name and likeness. Now, again, most states, best I can tell, most states don't at all yet. But it will come, all right? As bad of an idea as it all is, it's coming. And I was just noticing, this is from this state where this show launches every day, the state of Tennessee. And this is from the Tennessean. Tennessee became the 15th state to pass a bill allowing college athletes to earn money for the use of name, image, and likeness. On Tuesday night, last night, Governor Bill Lee signed House Bill 1351, which will take effect January 1 of 2022. So this one doesn't even take, well, it takes effect as we flip the page to the new year. Yeah, it's the years are going so fast. I was thinking 22. My God, that's 100 years from now. No, it's right after Christmas, right after commitments. Bill will take effect January 1, 2022. Tennessee is the latest state to sign a name, image, and likeness bill into law. Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, New Mexico have NIL laws that will take effect July 1. Some states are moving ahead of the NCAA, which is considering changes to its NIL amateurism that prevents athletes from participating in endorsement deals, monetizing their social media followings, or getting paid for signing autographs amid an enterprise that generates billions of dollars for other schools. Says the NCAA's proposals would be perhaps a conflict with provisions in state laws. Now, again, each state has their own set of laws. These states don't communicate with each other and say, okay, let's make sure these are uniform. No. Now, again, they're going to be similar. I don't want to make too much of that. But they don't necessarily mean it's the exact same set of rules. Since Tennessee's bill would affect college athletes in men's and women's sports, but especially high-profile teams. There are four D1 FBS college football teams in the state, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, and MTSU. Says Tennessee's new bill reads, The bill also says that an institution cannot adopt rules that prevent or unduly restrict athletes from earning compensation for the use of their name, image, likeness. However, the institution can prohibit certain uses of an athlete's name, image, or likeness if it reasonably considers there's a conflict with the values of the institutions. For example, an athlete cannot promote gambling, tobacco, alcohol, or adult entertainment. Now, I would think that provision right there would probably be uniform. I haven't looked at them all. So 15 states, they're saying here, has some sort of NIL new rule in place. Again, I would think that this part would be uniform. You cannot promote gambling, tobacco, alcohol, or porn. That's Johnny Five-Star with a shirt, a jersey. And next to their Twitter name, at so-and-so, at Johnny Five-Star. That's on the back of your jersey now. Instead of your last name or whatever, like King, at Johnny Five-Star, and then presented by porn something. Probably not going to see that. That would be funny. I wasn't even thinking of that, but yes, that's a provision that needs to be in there. Oh, can you imagine? I just thought of another one. Can you imagine the woke outrage of the mainstream crooked media when some guy, like, what are BYU players going to have? Let's say you got a player, Tim Tebow. The next Timmy Tebow. And on the back of his jersey, it's John 3:16, or it's something with a biblical type sponsorship. Maybe it's a church. Yeah, seriously. Maybe at Tim Tebow, whatever his Twitter is, on the back of his jersey, and the sponsor is a monster church. One of those churches that are on TV and makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. And everybody gets outraged. Where's the money going? You imagine the articles that are going to be just, oh, the poison coming out of the... I was going to say typewriter. I don't think we say typewriter anymore, right? Keyboard, right? Yeah. You imagine the woke media firing off articles on that one? Oh, my gosh. I haven't done this. I need to sit down at some point. Well, I don't know. I was going to say and write down all the unintended or possibilities here. And we have covered a lot of it here over the last few weeks on the show. That list is literally, again, limitless. The what ifs when it comes to name, image, likeness. The list is beyond sight. Like, as far as your eyes can see, 20/20 vision. The what ifs when it comes to this are never ending. I get mad when I hear a new what if because I'm mad that I hadn't thought of it yet. There are going to be conflicts. I mean, what about when Johnny Five Star sues the school because they say, no, we're not going to allow you to have this sponsor because we already have them as one of our sponsors. You're not going to get our shoe relationship money. That's our money. There's going to be all guys. What a disaster we're looking at. We'll have fun with it. All right, break. Come right back. I'm Ian Angelotto.
Thank you.
Good morning. They're still working this rank out here on 24 eastbound. It's just past White's Creek Pike there before you get to OHB coming in through the Jolton area. Traffic's on the increase down Ellington Parkway. Still finishing up an accident on 40 westbound near Fessler's. Trying to move that over to the side as traffic builds through Hermitage and Donaldson right now on I-40. Hey, True Friends Moving Company, they're hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 online at TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny, highs today around 66. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 46. Mostly sunny for Thursday, highs 69. Friday, sunshine, highs near 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
How about this? It's game week. We're all excited about the next Saturday. Those are fun, right? They are. They're fun. We love them. We just love it, right? And then, about Thursday, there's news. Johnny Five Star ain't playing. No, he didn't tweak a knee or slip and fall and bust his ankle. No. Johnny Five Star ain't playing because they're messing with his money. I'm out. Till you get this right, you get my money right, I'm out. Johnny Five Star is in a little bit of a snit. His family's not happy. He's not happy. They're messing with his money. How about all the people who bet on that game where Johnny Five Star was going to play? That day's coming, y'all. All of this is coming, y'all. And you let the woke media talk you into it. Where are we going to go? Aliquippa Bob, who I don't even know why I'm calling him that. He's not even affiliated with Aliquippa anymore. What's up, sir? How you doing?
Well, I think me and Charlie had miscommunication. I don't want to misrepresent Bob. It's Quincy from Frankfort, Ohio.
Oh, Quincy. Sorry, Quincy. You don't sound like Aliquippa Bob. And Quincy is not in Aliquippa. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
You talk about Indiana. I remember back when I was in junior high, towards the end of the 80s, they had that almost made Rose Bowl. They had the scene where Mallory comes into the Michigan State locker room and wishes them good luck after Michigan State beat them. And they had Anthony Thompson as a sophomore, and he had two more years, and they never made a bowl game after that. And it just seems like every 15 years, Indiana pops up and looks like they're ready to go. Hey, I got a request for you.
Yes, sir.
Can you get someone from one of the websites that covers WVU and talk about what is going on with transfers there? They're not going to have 60 scholarship players come start of the season.
It's amazing.
Every day it's a new defensive player that's taking off and getting in the portal.
Yeah, we've got some folks over there. Let me pour through some thoughts, and I will think about who we can. We've had various people on through the years. Used to have on Jim Lays. I don't even know if he does it anymore. He's affiliated, but I'll figure it out, though, for you, Quincy.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Who'd you say we have next? Alan in Franklin, Tennessee. Wilco. What's up, Alan?
Oh, not much, my friend. It's good to talk to you. Bill, I want to touch base. I know they announced yesterday or day before that they were moving the Tennessee game to the Thursday night before Labor Day weekend. Are the teams in the SEC contractually obligated to move one game to Thursday night, or is this a volunteer type thing? Do you know?
I don't know if this is a TV deal or what the catalyst for this was. I really didn't pay attention. I don't, unfortunately, Alan, I don't know that I've got a really good answer for you.
Well, the thing that, if I'm not mistaken, it's on the SEC network. So we're kind of talking about a limited deal here, and I just wondered if this is something that they're going to be doing every Thursday night, or if this is just get ahead of the game, get your name out there, and show your stuff in front of a captive audience on Thursday night, or exactly what the line of thought is there.
I don't know that it's that. Here's the little piece. You're talking about Bowling Green and Tennessee football has been moved up 2 days to Thursday, September 2nd, televised on the SEC network at 8 Eastern time. That's all I saw like you, and I'm not sure, again, what the catalyst might be, other than just maneuvering for scheduling purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know that probably won't sit well with some people that were coming to the game on Saturday. Now they have to take a day off work on Friday if they're coming from out of town. So in any case, at least they've got some forewarning on it.
All right, here's a little bit of a reader. And this is the AD Danny White. He says, in this case, Labor Day holiday and four-month lead time should help in that regard. Sliding our opener to this Thursday primetime window gives us a wonderful opportunity for our football student-athletes to kick off the season in the national spotlight. So your original suggestion there, I guess, is correct. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Were you a little surprised when they came out with the odds on the SEC and they had Tennessee mid-pack as far as yesterday goes on that? I thought that was a little optimistic. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what was Tennessee there? I believe they said, 28-1, which is not – I mean, Tennessee has zero chance to win the league. You would think it'd be more like 80 or 100 to 1.
That's the way I see it, Bill. But, yeah, they were, I think, ranked with Missouri. And, you know, like I say, mid-pack. So we'll just see how the cookie crumbles on that. As Bill, as far as this name and likeness type situation, I tell you what.
Alan, can you – hey, let me ask you. There's the music. Can you hang through the break and we'll finish up here? Okay. Just hang tight. He's got an item here called name, image, and likeness. We've touched on just a little bit the last several weeks. Boy, did we ever think that would be a thing on the show. Wow. Yeah, 28-1 odds on Tennessee. What's that? I would think it'd be, again, triple digits to one. Presented by the place where we're going to be 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this rank out here on 24 eastbound. It's just past White's Creek Pike there before you get to OHB coming in through the Jolton area. Traffic's on the increase down Ellington Parkway. Still finishing up an accident on 40 westbound near Fessler's. Trying to move that over to the side as traffic builds through Hermitage and Donaldson right now on I-40. Hey, True Friends Moving Company, they're hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vientu.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Locksmith Company. Our full-service locksmithing expert is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by The Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey Nashville, it's Greg Pogue, and we'll be live in Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel for the grand reopening on May 27th. Join the Bill King Show and then the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show starting at 6. Kitchen Notes is reopening, and Nashville Sports Radio will be live from 6 to 11. It's May 27th. Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel, the WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Alan is still with us. And Alan, name, image, likeness.
Yeah, Bill, my line of thought is basically, I feel like the way you feel about it. I'm for the kids getting what they deserve, but to go into this thing the way it's transpired with no head on the monster, and you got different states doing things. Now, I know this is all going to be aligned up when the feds come down on it, and then that's what the NCAA is waiting on. But I tell you what, the best line on this that I see is forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah. I mean, we're basically just opening up the gate and seeing where the stampede goes is what we're doing.
I tell you what, the truth be known, Bill, for over 90% of the guys and gals, the time in college is going to be the time of their life, and they're never going to be treated better. And, you know, if you're an athlete, you're like a god on campus right now, and I'm afraid that you're going to be a rich god on top of that. But more power to them. I guess everything works out in the long run. But I sure hate to see it. I hate to see it destroy any form of sanity, because, like you say, there's going to be so many tentacles coming out of this thing that stuff we don't even see now. But I appreciate the show, Bill, and have a good day.
Appreciate you checking in, Alan. We'll be there, man. However this thing goes down, we'll be there. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Tennessee is a 28-1 odds to win the SEC Conference next season, meaning if you bet $100 on them to win, you're going to lose $100. That's pretty good math. Did you see what he did there, y'all? You put down your 100 on Tennessee at 28-1, and all that means is you just lost $100. I understand that math. Josh says, Bill, the Buckeyes have four wide receivers that are better than anybody at Indiana. Alave, Julian Fleming, Jackson Smith, and Jigma, and Garrett Wilson. The Freifogel kid's good, but nobody has the numbers that Ohio State has coming into this year at receiver. That's true. Rob in the 210, Bill, great G-word to hear from Jeff in Chicago. Yes, it was. I was thinking about him the other day. Ironically, he dials in. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, IU, Indiana, will have a good year. Coach will get an offer he can't refuse from a bigger program, and Indiana will once again be an average football program. IU fans, enjoy your 15 minutes of fame. I don't know if Tom Allen's got any bigger, better minds. He might. I mean, most do. I mean, if you can maintain it in Indiana, and we'll see if he does. You're safer, actually, because it's a basketball school. There's an attractiveness there. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, so Jeff in Chicago roots for a basketball school that currently is not any good in basketball, but has now become average in football, and he's mad that everybody's not picking them to win their division. Sounds like another Jeff. Jeff in the Borough. Don't you dare compare him to Jeff in the Borough. Nobody gets compared to Jeff in the Borough. Because they wouldn't want to be. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Pornhub would be a great sponsor for BYU players. I'm not even going to read the rest of this. Josh. We've got more of this coming. This stems from, there's a provision, and I guess it's in all, I assume it's in all these, but we were reading the Tennessee bill. A part of it, and obviously you cannot have a sponsorship when it comes to alcohol, I would assume devil's lettuce, and some other things that would be considered objectionable, including like adult entertainment. You can't have that. Rob in the 540, Bill, this would be funny. Johnny Five Star sponsored by Pornhub, firing a TD pass to wide receiver sponsored either by Trojan or Jim Beam. That would be priceless, Bill. Oh. And the announcers, That would be rich. That'd be fun. Quarterback sponsored by Pornhub, passing to wide receiver sponsored by Trojan Protection. Oh, we're going to get a lot of this. Here's a piece that Will up in Arkansas has linked for us, and it's from Barry Trammell, who's a very good columnist for the Oklahoman. And Barry used to come on the show from time to time, and then we got a memo from him. Oh, it was years ago. Said, I can't get up that early. I can't do the show. He didn't say, I can't do it the next time. He said, I can never do it again. I just can't get up. I can't do it, Bill. I don't think I've ever gotten a memo like that. He's good. No. He was good on air, and if whatever shows he does these days, I know he's good. He's a very good columnist. Anyways, I'll hold that. That's a good link from Will, and I'll get to that when we get back at it. Yeah, just around the corner. Here we come. Hour number three on this Wednesday edition. Remember, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be back on the road at the Omni at Kitchen Oats. Their grand reopening. Kitchen Oats in the Omni. 2 weeks from Thursday, tomorrow. Looking forward to it. We'll be right back.